My dad made fun of me because I thought about wanting a high school class ring.
Really?
Because I thought about it.
I wanted one so hard.
He was like, wait, for high school?
Yeah.
He's like, but you're planning on going to college, right? I'm like, yeah. Like, so why do you want a ring for high school? Like, because they have rings.
That's like a girl getting a ring. It's like a promise ring.
Getting a high school graduation. I promise I'll go to college. Playing out the coupe at the lot. Turn the fuck 12, fuck SWAT. Buzzing all the bells out the box. I just hit a link with the box. Had to put the stick in the box. Pour up the whole damn seal. I'ma get lazy. I got the mojo deals. We been trapping like the 80s. She said the nigga soul. Got the cash out. Told him wipe a nigga, no. Say slash slash. I won't never sell my soul. And I can back that. And I really wanna know. Where you at, where? I was at back. Where the stash at? Cruise the city in a bulletproof Cadillac. Cause I know these niggas out there where the bag at. Gotta move smarter, gotta move harder. Nigga try to give me 5 mile water. I lay his ass down on my son, on my daughter. I had the Draco with me, Dwayne Carter. Lot of niggas out here playing, ain't ballin'. I done put my whole arm in the rim, Vince Carter. And I know Poppy get a key for the quarter. Shawty barely seen the double C's, I bought her. Got a bitch that's looking like a Leo, she a model. I got the pink slip. My whip is keyless. Compton, I'm about to get the key to the city. Patty, light up the seat. Forgetting out the coupe at the lot. Turn fuck 12, fuck SWAT. Busting all the bells out the box. I just hit a link with the box. Had to put the stick in the box. Pour up the whole damn seal. I'ma get lazy. I got the mojo deals. We been trapping like the 80s.
All right, man. We're recording. We're live. This is the Relatables Podcast. I'm your host, Zach.
I'm your host, Dean.
We're the Relatables. Guys, before we start the show off, I need you to go. I know it's past Christmas shopping season, but there's the new year. There's things you need to get. Spring cleaning brings in spring buying. And we need you to go to the Amazon banner on our site. Little Amazon logo. You click on that, do all your shopping through that, bookmark that, come back to it later. And it just helps us out, and we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Start off, just right off the top.
Yeah.
Clean, crisp intro to episode 155.
155. 155 episodes later.
Yeah. And the last one of the year.
It is. Today
it's
is
gonna be said a lot this week.
What do you mean?
It's the last one of the year. You know, the last time this year. You know, it's gonna be the last show, last meal, last whatever. How do you feel about that kind of stuff?
I don't.
Doesn't mean anything?
I'm kind of ramping up now, and I'll talk about kind of part of it. Actually, I want to bring this up right now. How does my hair look, man?
I was going to bring it up subtly later.
Because I walked in, you said nothing.
Because I was going to try to save it as an organic moment on the podcast.
But that's part of the new year thing. I want to like start out the new year looking good, looking crisp.
It looks fresh.
It's good, right?
Yeah. Fresh.
All right, cool.
Was it an easy cut or did it something like
it was
took
so
you a while to let go of?
Easy.
Yeah. I'm over it.
Yeah. I was over the mullet. I'm trying to maybe potentially get laid again, maybe have a... some female interactions.
Not let her grab the back of my hairy neck.
Yeah. So that's a change. Change it for the new year, I guess, a little bit. But okay. People put a lot of onus on it, and I don't believe in that. It should be like a little, you know, kind of reset. But you shouldn't put everything into like, this is going to be my year. 2020 is it.
Yeah.
On my grind, on my hustle.
They, I mean, you can say, be, they should say January, the first week of January 2020 is my week.
Yeah.
That's how you should start, because it's usually just going to be Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, I thought about getting a membership yesterday or today, but I'm going to do this. I'm going to work out gym free for a month.
Make sure I'm really into it. Gusto for it.
Yeah.
Before you spend the money.
Exactly. And then go in there and hit it hard.
That's the real test. Most people are just going to buy it and then fizz out.
Yeah. You're going to see up until like the 6th, you'll see an influx of people at the gym, and then it'll go away. It'll dwindle.
You'll see the new workout clothes. Whatever new gear they got from their friends. Hey, you like working out.
Yeah.
Everybody's on the bench. Everybody's doing squats. Everybody's got those little bands. But then, January week two, it gets... the real comes out.
Are you going to come back when you're sore? Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
the soreness sets in.
Yeah.
And that's not what they show on Instagram. They don't show the sore.
They do show a lot of those videos with a gun.
Yes.
Like, massaging you. Does that work? Do you know?
I don't know. I know a couple people who got one, but... They said they like it. I don't know if it works.
I don't see how it could hurt.
Yeah. That's my thing.
Guys, we're talking about those guns you see ads for now. They have like a, it's like a drill.
They used to have a dildo on the end. Now yeah. It's just a lacrosse ball.
They should have a detachable one where you can make that a thing if you want.
It's definitely what it was, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a heavy power tool to be putting in. It's got a lot of torque.
RPMs, if you know what I mean.
Jesus. What were we talking about? New Year, jacking off. Girls jacking off.
No, the fucking
massage. Oh yeah, massage thing. Yeah, I don't fall for all those.
Are you fads. Are you the protein supplement type?
I'm smarter than everyone. What the fuck? I fall for whatever. But what did you say?
Do you do the supplements too?
If I'm actually working out, usually you don't need to unless you're hitting it hard like every day. If you're eating right.
At least you're already talking like a gym rat, just hitting it hard. unless you're hitting it hard.
Unless you're redlining it. Your heart rate doesn't come back down, then you supplement. Nah. I'm going to wait on that.
Okay. You know. So are you back in the run club?
Tomorrow. I'm going to start. The 31st is tomorrow. So I'm going to start that the day before New Year's Eve. I'm going to try to run. I thought of it today. It's a crazy goal. 300 days this year.
Why don't you do 300 miles?
Not 300 days. Because then I'll just run a mile a day. I want to run 300 days in a row where I can do like a 5K one day if I'm not feeling it, like a mile one day, but just run most of the days of the year. Okay. Gets me going. Makes me feel good.
Okay.
So why not?
Not too shabby. Try to do the Gate River.
Yeah, whenever that is.
There we go. We got a squad.
It's on the podcast right now.
It's on the podcast. The Relatables are trying to do the Gate River run.
We'll
make
be there.
A movie.
Yeah. What else? Fuck, I had something that was tied to New Year's. Tied to all that. We'll come back.
Haircut.
To
New Year's.
Haircut. New Year's.
New you. Fuck resolutions.
It'll get back.
Time doesn't matter.
It'll come back to me. Doesn't matter. You had a show recently.
I was going to speak of the New Year show, then go to that show. All right, my show, last Friday, down at the Corazon, Cinema and Cafe. It was a learner. Yeah. It was an interesting show. Older crowd.
Interesting venue, too. It's a weird setup. There's tables inside of a theater. It's like not like a big theater. It's
like an independent theater.
Yeah. And there's a big long room. There's table. They're like circular tables for some reason, which you fit like 12 people in there.
Yeah.
With those tables.
Yeah. It was.
But, keep going on about the old crowd.
Yeah, it was an older crowd. I feel like the crowd worked. It was an older crowd, but there was one guy who was kind of taking, like a heckler who was kind of, I wouldn't say taking over the show, but was definitely making his presence known in the show and was being able to, like, heckle freely.
Right.
So a bunch of the other comedians, they kind of played with it and didn't really address it. I don't know. I felt like during my set, as I was bombing, just grabbed onto him for a lifeline and was able to salvage some funny out of it.
Nah, no one really bombed, which is kind of cool. Actually, one kid did bomb, but I feel like that guy needed it. He's a good looking guy, obviously very confident, cocky, but he needed like that. You know right. what I mean? We'll but you guys didn't bomb. You guys used the guy. It was a heckler, but he was a nice heckler. Like he was adding to the show, which like you want, but you also it's like annoying because you're trying to do material.
Right.
And he's interrupting.
It's like a person coming to their first show not knowing like you're just watching.
Yeah. No etiquette whatsoever.
Like you don't talk to the movie when you go to the movie theater. Like right. you don't talk to the comedy show. You just watch it.
Yeah. So, I mean, he was cool in that way. He was funny. If he wasn't funny, it would have been annoying. But
yeah.
You didn't bomb. You handled it well.
I felt like there were some jokes that landed very flat.
Well, most jokes did because the guy was talking through your setup and punchline.
Yeah.
You get a pass on that one for me, dude.
That's a swipe. Yeah, that heckler. I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know. I feel like the show kind of would have gone around the same elk if he wasn't heckling that much.
Oh, really?
Like, it just felt like that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
But I also felt like a lot of the people there didn't have, besides Steve, didn't really have the arsenal to, like, talk to him. Like, without really getting out of their set or, like, getting bogged down on, like, I can't do crowd work kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting to see. You said there's a show tomorrow night.
Night after.
Is it New Year's?
Yeah, tomorrow night. Well,
I don't know.
Night after tomorrow night. Day January 1st on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's Wednesday night at Rain Dogs. I think it starts at 10, maybe 9. There's a 9. New Year, new jokes. Bunch of comedians going to do 5 minutes. And all of it's stuff they've never brought to the stage before. Supposed to be. Yeah. So it will certainly be.
We'll see how that goes.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to bring 5 minutes of new.
Yes, every Jacksonville comedian except for me. Well, I'm not a comedian, but everyone got invited except for your boy.
Want to know what's crazy about getting invited to a Facebook event?
Are you serious?
You gotta be, dude, it's a Facebook event, dude.
Why didn't you put my name in there, dude? You're supposed to, let's share Facebook. Zach and Dean. We'll be on Facebook.
Oh, my God. I even screenshotted it so I could remember it.
Well, not on it, so it's all good. Fuck you guys.
It's like the third time there's been a show that Zach has, like, heard about but not been invited to just because no one knows who the fuck you are. On the side, like, no one has your number.
Yeah. Like, I belong in that show, damn it.
You can definitely get on the show. You definitely get on the show.
It's all right.
But yeah, that's going on Wednesday. You should have time to listen to this and come to that show. Rain Dogs, January 1st.
Be there.
Yes.
What else do you want to get into? You have some notes there.
Boom, boom, boom.
New Year. I still have that one thing I want to get to, but it's right there.
You forgot it?
It's right there.
All right. I'm going to go with something that I feel good about, but something that I know I got a lot of room to grow with today, tonight.
Your dick.
It's getting bigger, and I didn't know it still was. Tonight, got my first, it was my first, like, legit tap on a black belt.
Oh.
It felt real good.
Wow.
Real good. Especially getting back into it. It was definitely a good.
Guys, he's talking about jujitsu.
Jujitsu.
He's rolling. He's back into
it. I'm back into it. I don't know. Sometimes you need those every couple months just to, like, all right, I still got a little something here.
It's like you killed. You know what I mean? Like you killed.
Right. Yeah. You killed long enough to be like, I can bomb a few more times.
Yeah.
Because, like, I know what killing. I can chase the silver. It's like trying heroin. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you tap the black belt. Do you get up and say fuck you to his face, or like, I got
give me
your
that
ass.
Shit.
Give me that belt.
Give it to me.
No. You have like big scissors. You go to the corner and grab the big scissors and cut it off of him.
You don't start over from white now. No, it was just more. I don't know. Everybody gets tapped by everybody.
Yeah,
like everybody gets caught. I just caught him in something. It wasn't like I feel like it was a legit tap. It wasn't like a squirrely or something wild, but I don't know.
That's feels why
I don't,
good.
I don't think it just yeah, it just feels good.
Yeah,
it just feels good.
It's awesome, dude.
So how's get that back going? Into it.
Yeah, how do you do it? Like once a week or
two to four times a week. I try to do it. So not as much as I used to, as much as I want to, but I've been trying to find balance between the two jobs, trying to get on stage, keeping sane in the gym, but I feel like I'm getting a pretty good balance here.
Yeah. You're working a lot, it seems like.
Yeah. I'm fucking twerking. I got my schedule set up to where, like, I'm pretty much occupied.
Yeah.
Like, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, maybe not all 4 days I'm at the restaurant, and Monday through Friday I'm at the gym, and then everything else I'm either on stage or at the gym.
Yeah. I feel like the last time I saw you the show night, but, like, I was trying to, like, stay away from you, not really, like, communicate before the show, and then after, like, we just kind of went out and got drunk. But, yeah, I haven't seen you in, like, a week, it feels like.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure it out, like, figure out how to, like, navigate through this schedule. Yeah. I feel like I'm slowly getting there, but, like, the first week was just like, damn, this is cumbersome.
Like, yeah.
I used to, like, I was, before you, like, I don't know, before I had a second job, I was like, I used to have downtime. Mm. But now it's like, damn, this downtime is, like, very, I need to figure out what I really want to do. Do I want to really watch this movie? Or do I want to get some shit done? I need to get done because I only have like 3 hours right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like on your report card where you saw manage his time wisely.
Yeah.
As a kid, like I was pretty good at it, but I was there for 7 hours a day. Like, they should have, like, a you go home and your parents report that. You know what I mean?
he's a little rough. He's yeah. Tag team.
Dude, how far back, like, as an employer, I just thought about this. Could you go, like, or should you go, like, with report cards? You know, like, they take your college, like, some employers will look at your college transcripts.
Will they?
Yeah, for sure. Especially if they're paying for it.
Like, oh, true.
Like, what if they went back even further to, like, high school report cards and, like, you're going to be Secret Service and they're like, we need to see your elementary school records.
Why?
Just see what kind of person you are and what kind of person you've always been. Have you always been patriotic and American?
You should be very unruly in the third grade. What was going on?
You were in the Communist Party in your third grade?
Yes.
Yeah. How far back should that go? Obviously, it doesn't go back that far. It's just like a what if, but.
I don't know. I feel like it can never go back far enough.
Like, wouldn't you want to see, like, your girl now, like, you're the listener, like, you have a girlfriend, a boyfriend. What do you want to see their kindergarten report card?
Why?
Just to see.
If they're dumb or smart, if they got it off rip their first year in school. Do you get this or not?
Because that's what your kid is going to be like, at least half of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what if your report card shit?
It's not. That's why I'm doing this.
I got the bar.
I'd fucking ease. Straight ease in kindergarten.
Excellent. Okay. Fair enough.
Report I don't know. Cards, it's just a riff.
Background checks.
About. Yeah.
Crossing things. Oh, adding things to the list.
Yeah, dude.
Okay. Fuck crossing things off the list.
Yeah, dude.
What else is on that fucking list?
I'm an adder. Skateboarding. It's kind of a bit. Ooh. Don't really do what I do on the podcast. But
Thought you were going to say you were back into it.
Nah, I thought about doing it again, but then, like, if I get hurt skateboarding, imagine trying to have to explain to someone at my age that I got hurt skateboarding.
Yeah, but what's the last skateboarding injury you got?
Yeah, skid knees.
Dude, if I get hurt trying to land a 900 in the 30-foot pipe, like, dude, it's over.
If my shins are bruised, bro.
If I try to fucking tray flip this 16 stair, dude, it's going to be fucking over for me. Dude, what kind of injuries are you?
That's a pre-existing condition, and I'll never be insured again. Ah, that's dumb. Well, cross that one out. Not adding that one. God, I got a haircut. St. Augie show. God, I want to go back to the New Year's thing. It's there.
Is it there. A bit or a thing?
It's a thing. It's a very fruitful thought that we could have taken into very many avenues of relatable conversation. It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
It came and went.
I have a business idea.
Okay.
Futuristic. Tech. High dollar.
High dollar.
High dollar. Game changer. Okay.
These are a lot of adjectives.
Big.
Yeah.
Huge.
Game changer.
All right.
Influence.
You're driving down the freeway. You're looking at your phone for directions. You know what I mean? You got to look down, got to look up, got to look down, got to look up. Text comes. You're distracted. All right. What if you had goggles on? Yet they blocked out the sun. There were sunglasses. Are you just pitching a sunglass? No.
Are you fucking kidding?
We should have sunglasses that you give people. Insurance will, like, provide these people to where if you look at your phone, you can't see the phone. So if you're driving it, like, you can, the insurance can all the time see what you're looking at on the road, so you're not distracted, you're not looking around. So, like, you can get money back that way. And, like, you know how you're driving on the freeway and, like, you see, like, 2 miles until Jacksonville or whatever, like, on the signs?
Mm-hmm.
What if they're all just customized to you? Like, they had blank signs that only you could see. It's like, Jennifer, keep going ahead. Like, you're going to take the next exit.
Jennifer, you're doing great.
Exactly, yeah. Keep those eyes open.
Jennifer, don't fuck this up.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be too bad.
It's like augmented reality.
That would be some Black Mirror shit, though.
Yeah.
Somehow insurance companies are going to fucking use that information.
It could just be contacts, too. You know what I mean? Like, they blur out your phone whenever you're driving. They, you can like look to the corner to turn your volume up.
Get you more distracted. At all.
Oh. Some kid hacks your fucking eye contacts and just blast Pornhub.
So it's dragging your eyes to the right.
It's just double anal and double vag. Like,
ah! How do they even fit those guys?
So many questions. I think I missed my turn. Dude, that shit.
The logistics.
That would work. I'm telling you. I think there's going to be some form of that in the future. Like, there won't be just stationary.
Customized.
Or like, yeah, there won't just be signage that everyone can see. Like, you'll have to, like, you'll be on, advertisers will advertise to you through those, you know how like at NBA games, they have like the green banner underneath the score box?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like if you're at the game, you only see green, but if you're at home, you see like a home improvement thing or whatever, a Lowe's logo.
That'd be, I feel like they'd have more augmented reality for the game, for the games. Like how they have those pre-shows. Or like the fucking court moves. I feel like while they're playing, they should have like...
They already have that right
more
now.
More of that shit going on.
You can
on.
Sit courtside at games.
No. Not watch it. Like while they're playing the game.
Oh.
Like have like fucking like a fire around LeBron if he just scored like 5 points in a row or something like that. Like, and then like as he's dribbling, it like follows him like around and shit.
Like you have like, oh yeah, it's like green... He has no fouls. Mm-hmm. Red, he has like 5 fouls. He's about to foul out. That'd be kind of cool.
Have some extra shit on the screen.
Yeah, why isn't there shit like that?
Dude, it's simple. So simple.
Huh.
So simple.
But then it would make other games more fun to watch, too. It'd be easier to watch. Like, say you just tuned in to cricket.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd be able to put way more information on the screen.
Right, so people can follow it better and learn it quicker.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Good shit. Esports, regular sports, the worlds are coming together.
Esports.
What, do you scoff at esports?
Where'd you get that two-hearted glass from? Did you steal this from somewhere? Oh. Well, it's a Michigan beer.
Egregious.
It's, yeah, you did that, right? I did it. Still haven't hopped in.
No, I got it from Proof, glass giveaway in Tallahassee. Shout out to Proof Brewery in Tallahassee. Glass giveaway every Wednesday back when I went there. I don't know what the fuck they do now.
Huge sponsor of ours. Fuck them, dude.
Shout out to the Mango Whip, because if they do have listeners who work at the company, they can send us a crowler.
Shout out, man.
A growler. Whatever, however you say, just give us some Mango Whip beer, please.
Have you learned anything more about the impeachment, or is that
over? I've learned that the people I've talked to don't think it's going to work. That's all I've learned.
Yeah. So nothing. You've learned nothing since last week. You've verified.
I've verified the nothing I knew, as a lot of other people don't know anything else.
Yeah.
Did you learn anything?
Nope.
Of course not.
I'm supposed to learn through you, bro.
Look. Look at us. You know what I mean? This is what well-informed look like.
You my big bro, bro.
This is what culture looks like in 2020. You know what I mean? Don't know shit.
Jags gotta win this weekend.
That's what we know.
Minshew.
We know the Jags gotta win. My friend to my right couldn't name 5 senators, but he could name 5 Jaguars players.
I can just Google them right now. You can't name 5 senators, bro.
I'm asking questions.
All I know is Mitch McConnell, and he's the dopiest looking senator. You want to see Mitch McConnell? He looks like a fucking...
I feel like that's the way to really strike somebody down. Unwoke someone. Name your fucking state senator and fucking mayor right now.
He's Kentucky senator, and he's got giblets.
He's a goober.
Man, Mitch McConnell's so fucking weird looking. Like this guy... dictates policy.
Yeah, but look, that guy looks like he was fucking a slayer in fucking college.
No.
Go to Young. Type in Young. Put in Young before it.
He's fucking laying down bitches after he doses them. That kind of slayer.
Wow, you think him and Cosby ran the same ilk?
Mitch McConnell, Young. He just, it looks like him, but with less of a...
No, go to your Young, dude. Go to a real Young. Look at this guy. Charisma.
He looks 90 years old, and he's 35 there.
Yeah, that's how you pull fucking college bitches in high school, bro.
Looks like they didn't let him outside. Look at this kid next to him. Why were people so nerdy looking back then?
I just love the bully fucking pen. Look at this fucking nerd right here.
You ever look at your parents' high school yearbook?
Bully? Your parents ever talk to you about bullying and then show you their yearbook?
There's like fag written on every other guy. Like your mom grabs it from you, like, this guy was a fag, and she like writes it down 20 years later.
I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. Just flip past that page. We don't need to.
Or it's like the band, and your mom has like check marks on top of all of them. Fucked him.
What do all these check means?
Fucked him.
He's going through. What are like half the guys, or some of the guys have checks, and some of the guys don't have checks.
And some of the guys just say fag. Yeah, they didn't fuck me.
Oh.
Okay, mom.
Jesus.
I'll never look through this again.
Why did that? When did that meet you again?
Who hurt you, mom?
Oh, shit.
I want to find some of my old yearbooks. You know, I didn't save one from high school.
I saved them all.
Really?
I have all my yearbooks. I think I have all of them from second grade up.
Can I copy yours?
I could get some. Yeah, I don't know why, but that was something that we did get and keep. Yearbooks. We always bought the yearbook at the end of the year. Me and my sister.
Do you have a class ring?
No. It was never. Especially.
Did you want one?
My dad made fun of me because I thought about wanting a high school class ring.
Really?
Because I thought about it.
I wanted one so hard.
He was like, wait, for high school?
Yeah.
He's like, but you're planning on going to college, right? I'm like, yeah. Like, so why do you want a ring for high school? Like, because they have rings.
That's like a girl getting a ring. It's like a promise ring.
Getting a high school graduation. I promise I'll go to college.
I promise I'll be successful. Never leave you guys. That's what a high school ring is. This fucking bug. Only the YouTubers will see it. But yeah, that's funny as shit. Yeah, and going to college, that's the wedding ring. You know? I didn't get a yearbook. I was like so anti- keeping everything. I was like, I'm never gonna talk to these people ever again.
Jesus, you watched a lot of fucking Breakfast Club in high school.
Yeah, man.
I'm too cool for this, man. These people don't get me in my phases.
It's like I see it now, and I saw it back then. Like I wasn't as, like obviously I didn't have go through experiences and like worry about it back then. But like you just see like even as adults, like everyone just kind of gets in their little groups. And they just talk about other groups, and then, like, there's some drama that'll go down. But everyone kind of stays in their own little groups, and it starts in high school, and it just, you can see it in college, you know, with, like, fraternities and, like, whatever scene you're going to go into. Then you see it as adults.
People like...
Like, people just group together.
Yeah, people like to feel... People like an echo chamber. Not in a bad way, but, like, people like common ground. Yeah. Like, nobody likes feeling alone. Like, so whether it's, like, we just like fucking drinking beer and fucking bitches, like, at least we all do that. Like, we all like it.
We're both staring at this fly. You gotta get that as a clip.
Her eyes are crossed.
Ooh, it's on my nose. But, yeah, you see it now. Like, you see office people hang out with office people and do happy hour and fucking go out to the, like, on their boats on the weekend. You see people... who are in, like, the alt scene or the comedy scene. Like, they just go to open mics and smoke and make fun of the other people.
My thing I never got was, like, I could never understand what's fun to other people. Like, to me, and it's got to be a really fucking spot-on night to have fun playing board games. We're going to come over and drink and play board games.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be fucking perfect for me to have a good time. Or not, like, or else... That's just not what we're doing. Like,
or we better be on drugs.
Yeah, like, we're not. I'm not having fun playing board games. Well, like, some people seem like they can have a fucking blast just fucking flipping cards all night.
Like, game night? I got to get invited to a game night in Michigan. I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah, just, I don't know. It seems like a...
Oh, shit. It's dying. Light's dying. Maybe be a little more subtle next time.
Right? Just fucking dim or something, dude.
We won't do a whole ep anyways. We got like a half an hour before the open mic.
So yeah.
Whatever.
Okay.
But yeah, just groups, man. Grouping up. I've never been in like a group. Like my mom said that too growing up in high school. I guess people say this all the time. Like I was never like in like the jocks or the nerds. Like I was cool with everybody. I was friends with everybody. But I'm kind of like that.
Why'd your neck get all loose?
I don't know. I just think of my mom and how she talks. But maybe I should have, though.
No. I feel like that's what gives... I feel like that's the comedic perspective. I feel like being a comedian is all about... First, it's all about perspective. Second, it's all about awareness.
Mm.
And it's all about a third thing, too. Mm. But it's all about lighting.
Yeah. Just went out, whatever. The second half will be ugly. It's all right.
Yeah. This is what you earned. You know what I mean? Some of our dedicated listeners, we made it. Mm. You guys made it through. Y'all earned this additional bonus content. This is usually downloadable content, but this is going to be the night mode edition of the relatables.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever that means.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. The audio listeners, they don't care. We're fucking this up.
Okay.
You're fucking this up, Dean.
I'm not fucking this up. I was saving the shit. They know
it doesn't even matter.
They feel it. They felt it. I got two more things, and then we're fucking out of here. First one, I was asking this question today. What's one resolution that you are proud you completed, and what's one resolution / goal that you still haven't hit yet? You say, like, damn, I'm going to learn Spanish, just haven't.
I thought about that yesterday.
What, Spanish?
No. I was supposed to go Muay Thai.
Ooh, yes, you were. I forgot about that.
I still have a day to do it, but I'm not going to do it.
There's a free class. I can sneak it. I know a guy who's going to open up the gym at 3:30 tomorrow morning for a fucking three-hour class. But
I won't be up, but could have done it. Yeah, that one's a big one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what's one you did do?
I don't have them. That's the thing. I don't have...
/ goal.
Just a goal?
Yeah.
Just a goal.
Goal you're proud you completed.
Not kill myself. In Michigan.
Not freeze to death. Not get homeless person to death.
Yeah, just get back home. Get on the horse. Comedy was a big one. I don't want to steal yours. You started actually like January 1st last year.
Yeah.
I didn't really hit it till like the last few months, but that one's, I'm kind of proud of myself for like just pushing through and doing it.
There we go.
So that's one.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
Fuck yeah. One I'm glad I did was comedy. That was when I was like, I want to do this. I got to do it. Fucking did it. I'm proud. I saw Emery had a fucking post about like this calendar that he marked the days where he did comedy. And I thought that was a pretty cool idea. So I got a calendar and I'm going to do that this year. Like all the nights I get on stage, I'm going to fucking mark out.
Like an advent calendar?
What is that?
Like as you go through the days of Christmas, like the 25 days of Christmas in December, like you take out little pieces of chocolate as you go, like the 1st through the 25th. You won't be chocolate. It's not an advent calendar at all.
It's chocolate.
How the fuck? All right.
No, I was just going to mark the days I got on stage, put a little X's on them, go back at the end of the year, see, hopefully, that I got on stage more often than not. So that's my goal for the next year, the goal I'm happy I completed. The one I missed, one I still want to do, I want to travel more. I always say I want to travel. I'm still not at the point of like getting debt-free enough to feel guilty-free enough to splurge on an expensive trip, just like a personal trip. So
yeah,
that's the one that's slipped the cracks.
Thinking road tripping? You thinking Europe? You thinking Africa?
I want a road trip, but I think I want to hit Australia or New Zealand or Portugal. Not Portugal, I mean Brazil. It's when I want to go like the extreme sport places or Brazil for jiu-jitsu.
That'd be cool. I think Brazil would be cool. Just please don't die, dude.
Yeah, Brazil seems like the sketchiest of them, but I feel like that's a very American thing to say. There's probably not
it's probably to worry just about. Fine. Right? Yeah.
So,
yeah.
If anything, that's the one I worry about, but I feel like Australia and New Zealand would be pretty sick.
Fuck yeah, dude. Well, those are all expensive vacations, so.
Right.
Make sure you save up.
Yeah. So that's what I haven't felt guilt-free enough to to save up for, like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to blow money on a trip when I have, like, other things I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
So.
So travel?
Travel. Travel's the one I'm going to hit. 2020 or 2021. Probably 2021, but, you know.
Why?
Because I got some things I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Got to pay off some college debt still. Trying to make the Cali move. I feel like if I get my college debt to a comfortable level, I feel like I'll have a job out there enough to where I can feel like I'll be able to splurge enough and keep paying down.
Right.
Without feeling like I have to stop paying down to
to
save up for that.
True.
So that's where I'm at.
So that's kind of like a resolution for this year. Yeah. To do that.
Yeah,
so.
But I kind of don't, I don't know. I don't want to put that extra stress. I don't want to put the extra stress on moving to California and trying to plan a trip outside of that. I mean, maybe a festival, but not like a big, not a big trip.
Yeah. That's all my goal is. First goal, get a show. I want to get like a venue.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. I feel like we can do that pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, second, primary is get to California, but here I want to get a show, get some like hosting.
Mm-hmm.
Hosting is like the big thing. Then show, California.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about. I mean, I forget, but we got to prioritize the show. Got to get the show up there.
Yeah.
Keep your ears peeled.
Guys, be ready, be weary, and be capable. Wolverine boots. I don't know.
Capable. One of these words is not like the other.
Guys, we have the relatables.com. It's a site. Go there. Go click on all the links, the tabs, Zach's spot, here's the thing, just Jade, Dean's got recommendations, but most importantly, how to support us, go to that, or if you want to bypass all that, just go to the Amazon banner, showing Dean, click on that.
If you want to fuck all that jazz.
Do all your shopping through that banner, bookmark it, save it for next time. It gives us kickbacks, costs you no extra money. That's very important. Helps support the podcast, helps us love you more. And yes. Upon that, I'm going to let Dean take us out.
Yes, please keep liking, keep sharing, and as always.
Nope, you got to do it. You got to keep liking, sharing, subscribing.
Oh, shit. That's why I don't do it. Yeah. Please keep liking, please keep sharing. God damn it. All right, Al Noun Brown Cow, New York, unique Change New York. Form. All right, please keep liking, please keep sharing, and please keep subscribing. And as always,
stay relatable.
Forget about old acquaintance. Instead, we honor flagrants. This night is so cliched. We mix stale traditions with random premonitions, a futile charade. Forget about justice. Forget about wars, forget about future the government ignores. Fuck your resolution, fuck your annual, fuck your optimism, it just sounds so banal. It just sounds so banal. We're gonna make a New Year's revolution. A New Year's revolution. A New Year's revolution. Revolution. Next year is gonna be bad. The next one even worse. That's not called pessimism. It's just the truth that hurts. Let's all sing together songs about change, songs of upheaval, notes in my range. Can we motivate? Can we incite? Can we make a difference with lyrics oh so trite? With lyrics oh so trite. We're gonna make a New Year's revolution. A New Year's revolution. A New Year's revolution.